Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1202, visible translated text is as follows. Miss Eula May Flowers, sworn for the defendant. I work on the second floor of the pencil factory. I have known Mr. Frank for 3 years. His general character is good. I have known Conley for 2 years. His general character for truth and veracity is bad. Cross-examination. His borrowing money and not paying it back is one thing. He has promised and he has never paid back anything he has ever borrowed from me. I had Mr. Gant take it out of his envelope. I have never met Mr. Frank anywhere for any immoral purpose. Miss Opie Dickerson, sworn for the defendant. I have worked at the pencil factory for 17 months. Mr. Frank's general character is good. I have never met Mr. Frank for any immoral purpose. I have known Jim Conley ever since I have been at the factory. His general character for truth and veracity is bad. I would not believe him on oath. Cross-examination. I know Mr. Darley and Mr. Wade Campbell. I don't remember if I was with them on the night of April 26th. I don't remember where I was. Mrs. Emma Clark Freeman, sworn for the defendant. I have worked at the pencil factory over 4 years. Mr. Frank's general character is good. I am a married woman. I have known Conley ever since he has been at the factory. His general character for truth and veracity is bad. I would not believe him on oath. Cross-examination. I have never heard any suggestion of any wrongdoing on the part of Mr. Frank, either in or out of the factory. I was forelady at the factory for about 3 years. Miss Sarah Barnes, sworn for the defendant. I worked at the pencil factory over 4 years. His character is good. I have never heard anything bad. He has been the best of men. Cross-examination. No one has talked to me about what I was going to swear. I have told Mr. Arnold what I have told here. I never went with Mr. Frank for any immoral purpose anywhere.